Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Pires. Like I made mention, our podcast during the World Cup will be a little bit longer than our usual podcast. So you have to bear with us. Today we go to Delhi, the capital of India, come down from there all the way to Chennai and end up here in Sri Lanka at the SSC. Now, before I come to all the details of the matches concluded yesterday, I have a couple of announcements for your information. Right, Australia will be playing their first game against the Irish in World Cup 2026 at the R.P. Madhasa Stadium. Play gets underway at 3 o'clock. Gates open at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the good news I have for you, though, is SLC and BCCI. We have to thank them because they are giving us permission to go and watch this game free of charge. So please go in your numbers, support the game, 3 o'clock at the R. Premadasa Stadium, Australia in pursuit against the Irish. Big question. We'll, of course, see as to how the Aussies are coming in for this particular game after their whitewash against Pakistan in a bilateral series in Pakistan conditions, obviously. And, of course, we'll see whether the Irish have corrected some of the follies they made against Sri Lanka in quite a tight game. Right, the other news I have for you is Vanidu Hasaranga seems out of contention for the rest of the matches in the World Cup with a hamstring tear. And Sri Lanka has already requested the ICC for permission for a replacement. And they're looking at Dushan Hemantha, another leg spinner who also can bat a little bit. But I will keep you posted on those details. Right, now then, let's go down to Delhi. Go up to Delhi, my apologies. Netherlands beat Namibia by 7 wickets in practically a one-sided game, and they get themselves on the points table. They put Namibia into bat, and Namibia made 156 for the loss of 8 wickets. Lofty Eaton, 42. Jan Frilink, 30. Smith, 22. But Gerard Iramas was impressive. He made 18 runs in 9 deliveries. What a strike rate, 200. 2 boundaries and 1 massive 6. That was the feature. Logan Van Beek, who bowled very well, 2 for 13. Bas de Lied was adjudicated as player of the match, 2 for 20. And Arayan Dutt, the off-spinner, 1 for 13. The target being 157, and the Dutch get to the target with ease. 159 for 3. Bas de Lied made a fantastic 72. Good to see him among the runs once again. 5 boundaries, 4 massive sixes. Strike rate of 150. Michael Leavitt, 28, not out. And Colin Ackerman, 32, off 28 deliveries. Trumpleton, 1 for 27. So 2 points goes to the Dutch, and they'll be very happy about it. Now we go down to Chennai, or come down to Chennai. One-sided game, in all honesty. New Zealand against the United Arab Emirates. Well, UAE, winning the toss, elected to bat first, and that was a very gutsy move. They made 173 for 6 wickets. Mohammad Wasim, the opener, not out on 66, and Alishan Safaru, 55. Bowling, Matt Henry, 2 for 37. Jacob Duffy, 1 for 16. Loki Ferguson, 1 for 35. And Michelle Satner, 1 for 23, with Glenn Phillips shipping in with 1 wicket for 30. Now, the feature, though, in the UAE innings is this is their highest score in a World Cup. And they will cherish the 107-run partnership for the second wicket between Mohammad Wasim and Alishan Safaru, but they conceded 43 dot balls. Tell you what, I've not seen fantastic cricket for a long time that was displayed by any team. New Zealand, the openers, Tim Seifert and Finn Allen were a wonder to watch. They got to the target unbeaten in 15.2 overs, which means the target being 174, they made 175 without a wicket. Tim Seifert, 89 runs in 42 deliveries. strike rate of 211.90. This is his second half century in back-to-back matches, because they played Afghanistan before this game and he got a half century as well. So 89 in 42 deliveries, 12 boundaries, 3 massive sixes. Finn Allen, the fellow opener who failed against Afghanistan, made 84 unbeaten, 50 deliveries, 3 boundaries, 5 sixes, strike rate 168.0. And just imagine, that was a fantastic display by New Zealand, despite the fact that they lost their warm-up game to the UAE earlier. But this was absolutely a great comeback by New Zealand. So they record another 2 points. So they head that points table, 4 points, because they also beat Afghanistan. Right, let's come down to the SSC. The ground, as usual, looked absolutely picturesque. The first day-night game played at the SSC, and it was a spectacle. Fantastic crowds that came to watch this match. There again, our gratitude to both SLC and BCCI for giving permission for spectators to come and watch this game free of charge. And the spectators were not disappointed. Pakistan were put into bat by USA. They made 190 for the loss of 6 wickets. Now, here is the feature. Shadab Farhan, the opener, made 73 runs in 41 deliveries, strike rate of 178.5, 5 boundaries and six boundaries and five massive sixes. Apologies. Good to see Babar Hassan once again back in the runs, 48 runs in 32 deliveries, strike rate of 142.75, 4 boundaries, 1 6. And Shadab Khan, the all-rounder, you can never keep him out of the game. 30 runs in 12 deliveries, strike rate 250. I told you about the feature. Right. Pakistan, 177 for 5 in 18.3 overs, were expected to go past the 200 mark. But they lost, mind you, 4 wickets in 13 deliveries, and they scored only 9 runs. A bit of a rush at the last moment, but nevertheless, that's something that they'll have to think about very carefully. Shadley, the seamer for USA, took 4 for 25. And this time, the Pakistanis came up. Their bowling unit was only 1 seamer in Shaheen Shah Afridi and 5 spinners. That's a surprise. I mean, Pakistanis playing 5 spinners in a game was a bit of a surprise. But Shaheen Shah Afridi was very expensive, 1 for 42. It's true that USA were 158 for the loss of 8 wickets. They lost the game by 32 runs, no doubt. But I think Shaheen Shah Afridi is not hitting the right areas. The feature was Usman Tariq, the right arm off spinner, 3 for 21. Shadab Khan, 2 for 26. And Abar Ahmed, 1 for 30. So it is a dominance by the Pakistani spinners, and the USA batters struggled after the power play. Shafian Jagir made 49 in 34 deliveries, but Shubman Rajin made 51 and Milind Kumar 29 for the USA. They look a very, very, I would say, what can I say, a very enthusiastic team. They even gave a bit of a shocker against India. They looked impressive, no doubt, but I think on hindsight, they need to take a look at they are batting, but their fielding is fantastic, very competitive team. And it's good to see that associate members are being competent in this particular game. Sorry, competitive in this particular World Cup. Right, let's look at the matches that are coming up today. South Africa plays Afghanistan at 11 o'clock this morning at Ahmedabad. Australia play the Irish at R. Prem Dasa Stadium at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And England take on West Indies at Mumbai at 7 in the evening. Right, let's now join Shane Dunlaver. We have a few announcements here as well. The Guinea's M6 Nations Rugby. The Irish will take on Italy at Dublin on the 14th of February, and the game will be telecast live. You can watch it on Dialogue Channel 125 at 7:40 in the evening. Scotland will play against England as well the same day at Edinburgh for the Calcutta Cup. That's coming up at 10:10 in the evening of the 14th. That again on Dialogue. And on the 15th, we have Wales versus France, 15th of February at Cardiff. And that comes up at 8:40. Thanks, Shen, to Lava for keeping us updated for the benefit of our rugby enthusiasts. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Peters. I hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as we did enjoy presenting it to you. Look forward to your company tomorrow. Meantime, get your headsets on as I spin you a record for your listening pleasure.